I would like to speak against the motion. I really hate to spend another nickel on this.
Counselor Sue Flint made it plain she didn't want to continue Petersburg's legal challenge against the state redistricting board. She had several concerns.
In order for them to open this up again, they're going to have to make people who are very happy with their districts unhappy. And I just honestly can't see it happening. I know we will miss Bert Stedman, and but I feel strongly like we've gone far enough with this.
The city filed its lawsuit last summer, shortly after the Alaska Redistricting Board finalized new legislative boundaries that combined Petersburg in House and Senate districts with Juneau and Skagway. Petersburg currently shares a House district with Sitka and Wrangell. Its Senate district also includes Ketchikan. Petersburg initially challenged the redistricting plan on a number of issues. The suit argued that Petersburg would have less of a voice in the legislature and had more in common socially and economically with smaller southeast cities than with Juneau. Petersburg officials this fall decided to drop those arguments and seek a summary judgment solely on the issue of whether the new district was compact as required by the state's constitution. A Superior Court judge ruled against Petersburg and in favor of the redistricting board earlier this month. Counselor Mark Jensen was one of the plaintiffs named in the suit along with the city itself. He still felt strongly about the issue Monday night, but he doubted the city would have any success with an appeal to the state Supreme Court.
We couldn't spend enough money probably to get it changed this way. I wish we wouldn't have let the other part of the appeal go, but we did. So I just want to make a statement about the social economic comparedness to us in downtown Juneau. I don't think we're anywhere. It's like apples and oranges, to make it simple. So I don't know that we should spend more money on it, but it's unfortunate, I guess, all I can say.
Petersburg spent about $30,000 on its lawsuit, and according to City Manager Steve Giesbrecht, the city's redistricting attorneys has said it would cost another $10,000 to mount an appeal. The council voted 6-1 against taking that action. Councilor John Jensen was opposed. The new districts are slated to go into effect after this legislative session. However, that could potentially be affected by an ongoing redistricting challenge that's out of Fairbanks, and it's scheduled for trial in January. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.